Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Elise Benin is here. Elise is our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust. Next month, we're going to celebrate her 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, a founding member. She's the author of a number of books, including Stop Pushing Me Around, a book for introverts. Also, Public Relations for Dummies, The Art of Self-Promotion, etc., etc. She's written so many books that are very important ones. And she's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Elise Benin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. Folks, she is one of the people we turn to, especially in the area of marketing. And she is the marketing mentor. And But today we're talking about customers, right? Clients, right, Elise?
Yes, and let me first make the connection between marketing and clients, and particularly problem clients, because if you don't have a strong, robust marketing plan in place and a full pipeline on an ongoing basis, then you tend to say yes to clients and customers who are not ideal and often create problems.
Right. So they aren't really the problem as much as you've created a problem customer.
Absolutely. And feel
you set the relationship up for failure by not being more discerning. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And when you're not more discerning, or when you're not more kind of strict about how you work, then people who are problem clients or kind of problematic clients tend to maybe walk all over you, maybe take advantage of you because you feel like you need them. And so the marketing basically helps you know and be confident that you don't need these problem clients, and it is up to you how you deal with them or whether or not you deal with them.
Right, exactly. So there are two kinds of problem clients then, the ones that you create, so shame on you, and then there are people, that fit your profile, and that you need to be doing business with, and they're just high maintenance. Right?
Yes, I make a distinction between bad clients and clients behaving badly.
I like that. There you go. Say that again.
The difference between bad clients and clients behaving badly.
That's going to be on the test, folks, so be sure to write that down. So I learned a long time ago, Elise, that When I first started selling as a young pup, and I mean a long time ago, decades ago, I would deal with people that were really difficult, and I would say, you know, I don't want to have to hang around people like this. And then all of a sudden, I said, wait a minute. After I met a few more of them, I said, you know, if I'm going to be successful, I'm not going to be able to call these people out of my life. I'm going to have to deal with them. And so I finally figured out how to deal with customers behaving badly. And what I wound up doing was turning them into customers for life, really. What do you think?
That sounds good. What's your solution?
Well, most of the time, customers behaving badly they operate on an unassigned, I call it operating on an unassigned frequency. They're not like everybody else. They just want to be understood. And usually, it's probably more that they just take a little bit more care in handling them. But if you do take the extra time to figure them out a little bit and then shift over to their frequency, you become a unique person in their life. You're somebody from the outside that gets them. And they're almost intimidated not to do business with you. And I don't mean intimidation in an aggressive way. I mean, they feel, you know, this person understands me. I don't want to have to deal with anybody else. And they'll give you their business.
Hmm.
Works like a charm.
Hello?
I've made a living all my life doing that.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea. The way I've been thinking about it is that, you know, with these, as you're saying, potentially high maintenance people, you almost have to become the psychologist and really think about what is going on for them and what are they going through and how can I bring my creativity to bear on the problem that in a way that helps them.
And a psychologist and a chameleon. There's nothing wrong with a salesperson becoming a chameleon. If they want to see you turn green, and if that's what makes them happy, if that's what's relevant to them, then you need to turn green. You need to figure out how to turn green. So what about bad customers, though? That's another story, isn't it? I mean, bad customers, those are the ones probably that you set up for failure.
Yes. I mean, what I've done is identified four red flags that you should be watching out for. And that way, when you see them coming and you don't ignore them, you can decide, is this a bad customer or is this a customer behaving badly within the context of these red flags? So my four red flags are chaos, no budget, cluelessness, and disrespect.
Cluelessness.
So that's usually young people, right, who are ignorant. They're not bad people. They're just young, and they don't know what they don't know, and they're
maybe
a little
emails,
arrogant.
Send all the emails to Elise Benin, Gen Y.
I'm not saying they're bad people. They're just
I know what they don't know. I'm with you. I hear you. Go ahead. I feel you.
Right? And yet they're trying to impress, so they have to look like they know what they're talking about. And sometimes there's this glass wall between them and the person above them who knows exactly what needs to be done. And if you could only get 5 minutes with that person, everything would be really much easier. But you need to educate this person who doesn't know because, as you're saying, you know, you could make them friends for life and they'll bring you along as they go up the ladder.
So watch for chaos, the people with no budget, the people who are clueless, and the ones who won't respect you. And the truth is, Elise, that could be all in the form of one person, couldn't it? I know where that person lives, and they do all four of those. Elise, I need your website, please.
It's marketing-mentor.com.
And they can find all your books and all the other things you do there, right?
And my quick tips and the online store and everything.
All that stuff. Marketing-mentor.com. Quick break, right back with Elise Benin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.